Taita ita ola Zimbabwe omuhle. Ndino mgamchira mchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Uhlelo The Connection, which yours truly, your boom. Welcome Zimbabwe omuhle to our youth program, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Welcome, welcome Zimbabwe omuhle. Once again, Lamshanje. Today is Tuesday, the 25th of June, 2019. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe omuhle, ndino mgamchira mchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMike Hove. Welcome, welcome, welcome Zimbabwe omuhle to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Welcome. Tonight on The Connection, we are discussing the economic situation in the country following the dumping of the nation's multi-currency system. For those that do not know, Minister of Finance, uProfessor Mthuli Ncube, yesterday announced ukuthi ilizwe lethu does not use multi-currencies anymore. Imali yakwamanye amazwe, imali ekunze kwenyika, ma-US dollar, ma-pula, nema-rand, hanzi naProfessor Mthuli Ncube, they do not work in the country anymore. This means that ilizwe lethu eleZimbabwe now only has one official tender. One official trade tender in the country. That means kana muri muZimbabwe mofara ngoshandisa ma RTGS, EcoCash, uyeze ma bond notes. In a meeting today with journalists, President Emmerson Mnangagwa reiterated government's position, something that was echoed by Professor Mthuli Ncube yesterday. Let's take a look.
How much money do you think Zimbabwe could make from the sale of ivory?
Zimbabwe has gone back to normalcy. And the normalcy is a country must have its own currency. That's normalcy. We were living in an abnormal situation, and you should be the first to congratulate us for becoming normal again. As regarding the second aspect of your question about, the national currency, what we have removed with the basket of currency, we have removed them. And our current currency is denominated either by the coins, the bond note, or the RTG. All that is domestic. It's still allowed to do the national transactions in the economy. But we have not banned the possession of any other currency, except you cannot transact in any shop. If you want to buy your tea and then you have your American dollar or your euro, Bloomberg, American dollar, then you must go to bureau to change. You change there and go and have your coffee. That's what they've done. That's what is normal. That's what they've done.
And there's no crime in keeping us.
All right, Zimbabwe is back to normalcy. Those were the sentiments echoed by President Emmerson Mnangagwa today when he was speaking with the journalists. Well, that notion was met by resistance, of course, folks, by some members of the business community in Mashingo who have continuously sold their goods in U.S. dollars. New currency aside, Zimbabwe's economy has been met by several different economical problems, such as the electricity shortage in the country. This is something that's affecting businesses in different manners, especially abantu abasakhulayo, young entrepreneurs. So I'm looking to hear from you all, Zimbabwe omuhle, ukuthi konke lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni. Patinotarisa mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. How is this affecting you, sechi zvaro cheZimbabwe? Takatarisira kuva nema business men and business women vachange vachipinda muchirongwa vari vanhu vechidiki vachange vachitudzawo kuti ivo chekutanga, what is their opinion when they're talking about quote unquote new currency iripo munyika nekuti we can't call it new nekuti tagara tichishandisa ma RTGS tagara tichishandisa eco cash changochinja ndechekuti chi you can't use mari yekudzimwe nyika and by you can't means you cannot use it as an official trading currency. +12024650318 is the number to call, or you can text us on WhatsApp Zimbabwe Muhle. Oh, sorry, let me fix that. +12026192077 is the number to call if you're looking to call us live on air, or of course you can text us on WhatsApp on +12024650318. Tikutefa yura pa masai sai anoti 909 medium wave frequency pa 4930 uyezve pa 15460 kilohertz pa short wave. Abafisa ukubukela uhlelo lolu ku internet tiri kutepfenyura pane ma web page edu matatu. We're broadcasting live on www.voazimbabwe.com, we're broadcasting live on www.voashona.com, and we're also broadcasting live on www.voandevelet.com. However, Zimbabwe Muhle, for our Facebook fanatics, labo abathanda I Facebook, we're live streaming as we speak on our three different Facebook pages, those being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, sikhona njalo ku VOA Studio 7. So lingakhohlwi phela zulukandaba, musakanganwe kuisa ma like nema heart kana muchifarira chirongwa, kana muchifarira zvamuri kunzwa zviri kubuda pachirongwa, motiudzawo maonero enyu, nyorai pama Facebook page edu matatu, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, uyezve pa VOA Studio 7. And most importantly, don't forget to share kuitira kuti tione no wandu wedu.
Hey, hola, Deipiko, Hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ore. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami kana ukutaura neni, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3, BigMyke3.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle, @BigMike3 is the username, go Twitter, njalo go Instagram, go to Zimbabwe Muhle, musakangano tripana pa pama page edu matatu, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, uyezve pa VOA Ndebele for the next hour. Saka msatize mchienda umchino nitraga go Twitter ne go Instagram, ndiripano pa pama page edu, amufara zvikuru sa. Welcome Zimbabwe Muhle, if you just joined us right now, you're tuned into Live Talk, The Connection with your boy, yours only, Mike Hove, a.k.a. Big Mike. Nasi tiri kutarisa nyaya ye mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. Nezuro chaiye takanzwa Professor Mthuli Ncube achianounce achiti aiwa nyika yedu haichashandise mari yekudzimwe nyika. Hanzi kana une US dollar, kana une bond, kana une pula, hanzi chimbo makasa, chimbo mira nekuti haichashande munyika. Kuti tinzwe kuti nyaya iyi iri kunetsa anana businessman, anana businesswoman, seiko munyika, tabatawo umwe wechidiki ane business rake riri munyika, Mr. Tendai Choto. Vachoto, welcome mune chirongwa chedu chechidiki.
Tinotenda kuva muchirongwa mukoma Mike.
Nyaya iri mumugango mainzwa, mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika, nezuro takanzwa kuti nyaya yekushandisa mayusa, nyaya yekushandisa mapula, uyezve nyaya yekushandisa mari yekudzimwe nyika, womakasa hazvichashande munyika. Imi somwe wechidiki anoita business munyika, makatambirwa mazwi ava Mthuli Ncube seiko?
Hatina kuzvitambira nekufara, nekuti tinotarisa kuti chakambokonzeresa kuti tive nemamulticurrencies chii, uyezve tagadzirisa here chakakonzeresa kuti pekutanga tinge tine multicurrency. Takaongorora nyaya iyi tichiizeya, tinoona kuti nyika iri kuda kuprinta mari. Naizvozvo vanhu vanobva vashaya confidence nemari yemunyika yemuZimbabwe, nekuti mari yemunyika yeZimbabwe haina chiri kuisapota. Mari kuti ive mari, vanhu vanofanira kunge vane confidence nayo. Ini ndiri umwe wevanhu vakadzidza zveupfumi inova economics. So the basic definition of money is that it must be a generally accepted medium of exchange. Saka tiri kuona local currency yedu RTGS kana kuti havana kuti mabond notes achiva chinhu chiri kugamuchirika kuvanhu vazhinji nekuti vanhu vazhinji havana vimbo yekuti chinokwanisa kuchengetedza upfumi hwavo machiri. Saka kuuyiswa kwezimu dollar ndingangoti nekuskrepwa kwakaita multi-currency regime nezuro zvichakonzeresa kurwadza chaizvo kune vanhu vari mubhizimusi nekuti nyika ichange yaku vazhinji vachatadza kuprotiwa zvinhu zvakawanda zvavanoda mumabhizimusi avo nekuti currency yatinenge tichishandisa haisi kugamuchirika. Chinhu chekuti vanhu vazhinji vari kunyunyuta chaizvo nekuda kwenew currency iyoyi.
Right, vachoto regai ndikubvunze, when we go back not so long ago, Ramthuli Ncube vasati vatora matanho ekuva finance minister, the first thing I remember clearly him saying was, inhangu, when I get into office, the first thing I want to do is remove the bond. Fast forward, he still hasn't removed the bond. The bond became what many would refer to as a trading incentive. It wasn't supposed to be a currency. So in what form, how did it then progress forward to a stage and point whereby it became the official tender and removing the other things that people regarded as official tenders within within Zimbabwe?
Inini sekuona kwangu ndinoona kunge Ramthuli Ncube havana ku havaiuya vachida kutukuwana basa iri rekuva finance minister. Vanga vane maonero avo avaiita ekunze. Pavakapinda mukati menyika yeZimbabwe vachiona the intricate of the economic situation and rather in the government, I think at one point Tripolis. However, I am disappointed because Professor Ramthuli Ncube seemed to have made 180 degrees for Professor Ramthuli Ncube. But I think it's more political than economic, because one would really not bring in, would not scrap the multi-currency regime if you have not addressed the fundamentals. And this is just a self-destructive path where this matter will not end very well. Because you look, there are a lot of things that are to be considered. We are a net importer. We import more than we export. So how are we going to finance the gap of our imports? Practically, almost everything is imported.
Vachoto regaini mbukubata ipa mromo nditore mteereri, but I have a couple of questions ndamboverenga my comments ewa teereredu. They are very, very crucial questions that I'm hoping you can address. Saka achi mbukubata ipa mtare nditore mteereri anditibab. Alright, utabolo kone kutu ini lukanya ngani uluya chisa kutuwa sesi le currency izim dollar ikona kutuwa ngaole mali ya kwa manyamazwe bond pula, I think city bond pula rand US dollar panzi, no, doesn't work in the country. Wati ngitate mlaleli sizu uti yena utini. Kola kola mtereri, we kutanga apina mjirongwa ndiana aripari nari.
Hello.
Hey, baba, zurufambe.
Ngiyakhuluma Nkosi yami
Njalo. Ah, isiphilile baba, ngibani okhonekcingweni?
NguDumezweni Ndlovu.
Ndlovini, usungenile kuhlelo baba, unjani?
Hayi, ngisiphilile mfowethu.
Udabule khona egudwini uluzile baba. Sesi nangu uhulumende uthi nqawule bond, singisithi bond, nqawule yusa, nqawule pula, nqawule rand, hayi akusasebenze elizweni. Wena uthini ngalokho?
Okokuqala ngibona ngani uhulumende wethu ube lezigwenxa kwi-economic policy. Uyabona ukuthi nxa usenza ama-decision kwi-economic policy kumele kube le ndlela yokuyenza esingathi thina yi-survey wonke into lo yenzayo izaba lomphumela onjani, then ususenza esingathi thina economic consultative forum ubize ama-consultative partners amaningi then ama-ideologists amaningi uzwe ukuthi uhamba njani. So pithi into ezivabheke amani sasilama-institutions amakhulu anjengabo-University of Zimbabwe and ONUST, silama-olectural professor abazingcitshi ekwenzela izinto lezi ababizwa inxa yokuthi vele yona i-education yeZimbabwe academically ikhangelelwe phansi. Ngithanda ukuthi uthi uhulumende ulezigwenxa uzahlalele izigwenxa ngoba kananzelele ukuthi vele imfundo iqakathekile. Iso pithi yokuthi i-decision le ayenzileyo ayilunganga. Okunye futhi enhlala ngutsho uhulumende kayenelise ukuvuselela ibhenki baba. I-banking sector yeZimbabwe isile. Abantu ababhenki bayesaba ngenxa yokuthi ibhenki ayiniki i-interest. Ibhenki kumele inike i-interest baba. Ibhenki ifana lenhliziyo epompa igazi kumele imali isekhulethe omunye ayithathe umuntu A ayithathe B ayithathe C ayibole ku D ayicupha njalo njalo imali isekhulethe sesesikhuluma ngokuvuselela i-industry yethu i-industry le-bank sector kuhamba ndawonye ngumuntu lo mzakho omunye i-oxygen omunye igazi abenza i-biology ungakhiphi i-oxygen there's no life ungakhiphi igazi there's no life kuhamba ndawonye baba
awungitshele-ke baba Ndlovu ungumuntu ongisakhulayo na
Yeah, ngumuntu osakhulayo ngoba ngihandicapped ku disability portfolio sithi even nanxa ngiyi 42 years ngumuntu osakhulayo ngoba abantu abagogekile saphuza ukungena esikolo samarginalized na ukuthi na ngena ugrade 1 ngile 12 years so ngumuntu osakhulayo ngoba vele uya suspecta 12 years from 42 ukuthi nge 32
le 32
angizenzwanga ngayezwa kumumo elizwe so ngiyi youth engaboniyo emela ilungelo labantu njalo ngithanda ukuthi uhulumende abantu abagogekile bathwele izinto kakhulu abangaboni kalungisa into zakhe zeeconomy a consult into ethuphayo ukuthi akukhonse kunje naba abone yasibizwanga o council for the blind abatshelwanga o national league for the blind azange batshelwe abantu abone bathwele nzima kula ma talking systems asincedisayo ukuthi sisebenzise izimali zwane ezizibuyayo you know I get to wonder abasifuni phezulu ukuthi bese basiconsult basiqhathe sibatshela ukuthi sifunani sithwele nzima labo gogo emakhaya abakwazi okuyizinto lokho so we need to have a consultative forum singakwenzi izinyo izinto bonani uhulumende kumele ukuqalisele khona yikho phela ukubusa kwangikhona madoda
right awungitshele-ke Ndlovu njengoba isimo somnotho silokhu siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka nina njengabantu angithi ushilo wathi ngumuntu ongisakhulayo nina njengabantu abasakhulayo abaphile elizweni how are you surviving bafo how
kunzima baba siphila nge-God's grace kuja kubhajetheki uyisikuya i-family person abantwana sehle ukuthi siyaba angila sicathulo ngihamba isicathulo esisodwa I'm a teacher by profession sebeze bekwazi lapha ukudlula ubaba uDumezweni uDlovu ncane ngathi isicathulo sami sezisibhobokile can you imagine kuyasikhathaza nabantwana basela inspiration they can't even see they can't even wish when I was learning way back I used to be like my teacher I used to be like you, my professor. Ngiyakhumbula ngisakhula ngangihawukela ukuthi baba umgabo ukhuluma njani isikhiwa ngangile zile ukuthi I will need to pass I need to read uShakespeare and pass ngibe yilinguist but that zile has just vanished
hayi sikuzwile Ndlovini danki ngokungena kuhlelo make sure ukuthi next week uzaba ukhona ngithi baba
ngiyabonga obe thanks very much
bro. Thank you so much right liyamuzwa ayi ngibonela ama hearts lama likes vele they were raining abantu bayathanda lokho kushiwo ngundlovu undlovu ushilo wathi hayi first things first it's very important for people to consult the all stakeholders elizweni libabuza ukuthi kanti is this exactly what you guys want before making ama decisions akhona Very, very happy about the fact that we have one member of the business community, elizweni, uTendai Choto. Tendai, uchiripo parunarera.
Diripo.
Right. Man, zwazwa, chitawurwa na van Ndlovu, yerega wa Ndumbu, kutana ngurai.
Kutana ngurire.
Right. Ndlovu was making a lot of points there. The first one being, he finds it very important that before government makes decisions, they need to consult all stakeholders. You, of course, being part of the business community, elizweni, were you guys consulted or magango mukaozo agungonzi no more USA, no more Pula, no more Rand?
There was no consultation. I actually found it on a. I learned of this on Friday afternoon. There is a journalist I follow called Wopo Shimono. He made the announcement on his page that there is something that is cooking. And yes, we knew that this is the only last route that the government would take, really, because they cannot maneuver in stabilizing the economy according to Professor Mkilinyobe using the U.S. dollar. But however, I think he is actually this will worsen the situation on the ground because. People have no confidence in the RTGS.
Mm.
It has been eroded of value. So you can't really introduce something and ban something that is valuable, something that is critical to the functioning of a number of things, sectors in Zimbabwe, and say that there is no more multi-currency regime. Like I earlier on said, that this will not end well. We need the sufficient conditions that are necessary for the reintroduction of a Zim dollar, I don't know whatever term we may call it when it comes. Mm-hmm. But I think it must be backed by production, and it cannot just be introduced via speculation. It will not end well.
Right. And you know, Mom Terry Paranare, but the guy, one more question before I go to the caller.
Okay.
Now, you know, usually, Manzoja Tauruana, Mnangagwa, he was saying it's very important for any country in the world, to have their own currency. He was talking about how Zimbabwe is back to normalcy. How he's saying, Kuti, some people, there's some people, like I explained earlier on, who are very defiant, who are still selling stuff, Nema Yusa, Nema Rand, and so forth in their stores. Vamunangagwa vari kuti aiwa chinhu chakakosha zvikuru sakuita kuti nyika ive necurrency yavo. You know, if you go to Britain, you use the British pound. If you come to America, you use the US dollar. If you go to Botswana, you use the Botswana pula. If you go to South Africa, you use the South African rand. So what's wrong with Zimbabwe using the Zimbabwean dollar?
Okay, fine. First and foremost, I totally agree that a country, a sovereign country, must have its own currency.
Mm-hmm.
But the currency must be supported, because there is no need to introduce a currency that we are seeing freely floating on the, because we use the black market as the basis of what's the value of that currency. It's losing value. It's not gaining. There is no meaningful production that's happening in Zimbabwe. So if we do not have the sufficient conditions to support a currency, we should own currency. The question that people would have in their mind is, are we not heading to troubled waters of 2008? Because we should have learned from 2008, the economic tsunami and earthquake that we experienced in Zimbabwe, and I think we have institutional memory to go back to understand what worked and what did not work. So we cannot continue to do same things and expecting different results. To me, I'm not impressed, but it is the right thing to have a currency, but the currency should be backed by production, but we have no real production in the country at the moment.
Mm-hmm. All right, regarding to them, Tereri Wachoto, then Rukuzoka Kwamuri. Rukuzon Dinem Tereri, Ekwingweni, Kola Kolam Tereri, Mapindam Chirongwa, Mbano Konekwingwen.
Please.
Tereri, hello.
Hello.
Yes, Papa, Unjani.
What right here?
Mushe, Mkomar Paranari Apundiani.
Mkomangoni.
Mkomangoni, Dimiga Matupinda Mjurongwa, Tinom Kamjire.
Tapinda, in internet, I don't know what rain, I give a yes to start this and now it's Parida because you came at Tambu, because we're right now to that Tarisa. But what is that Tarishan did, I thought we shanted me. My pride is my show because it's accurate because Vaguda was paid up on a rate, but one of the engaging US for a year of a break market. But as we shan't, what is in the group in America? The Baguns is rooms that they want the forex, but they're in the forex as it got up China Munica and it's going to be named Sorrow. The local part is to our own boy pass.
Zino Mkomangoni ndimi kamuripa ground apa kuZimbabwe. Tiudzewo kuti imi murikurarama sei sezvo economy vanhu vari kuchema chema kuti hayane nguva refu zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka.
Wangu kurama kwawo because vakati asati vashandisa chikara zvireta mari acho nemari acho munhu akutambira mosva zhinji akutambira $25-$30 havasina mari kuti chararama.
Manje kana makuti munhu wese ari kutambira ma $20 nema $30 vamunangagwa ava vari kuti nezero zvekare takanzwa mutuli ncuve achitaurawo zvinhu zvakafanana vachiti isu taakudzosa dhora kuitira kuti zvinhu zvese zvive normal munyika. Hanzi kana makutenga nekuti muri kumhanya muchiti kubasa taakuda kubhadharwa neusa nekuti hanzi patopinda mashop tobhadharwa nevanhu vari kuti mashopkeeper vari kuti aiwa isu pane price yakachipa yeusa asi bond riri kudhura zvinhu zvese zvofana hanzi maprices amfaudzika. Imi hamubvumirani nazvo here izvi? Hanzi ndizvo zvatakazviitira kaizvozvo.
Haini handibvumirina kuti bondi isu tofanira kushandisa. Yes, the boys stabilize. You can't have our own currency because we can't have any industry. Economy is a good job. At this case, the US, you know, boys are stabilized.
I watch a kunza zvaka naka mkomangoni tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa mudzoke next week and
this.
Right, zulukandaba liyamuzwa nangu mnumzana ungoni ngomunye umlaleli wetu uthi hayi mina angithembi lokho kwenziwe nguhulumende anzi izwakayitwa na hulumende. This notion that was done by government, I pansi, I don't support it. That's okay. Kuna wachoto tanzo kutu waru kuti mkoma choto mchiripo parunare. Right, wati waru kupinda mchirongo waru kuchema waru kuchema. Ndambo vere nga imwe comment apa pa page redure VOA ndevele. Muna avunza vunzo waka naka zhukuru sa. Wandi vunza nyaye ma foreign banks. Munuwesa pane wano angawani ma bank account where they used to put ma US dollars ne marie kunze kwenye nyika. Varukuti, they, what exactly is going to happen with those accounts? You guys are in the business community. I would like to believe at some stage and point you are working with foreign currency importing stuff.
For sure.
Hmm.
We are not so sure because, you know, this move was just a fast move that has caught everyone unaware. So, the advent of the social media also make things worse because there are already messages which are circulating on social media that banks have been stopped from allowing people to access their Nostro accounts. I'm not saying this is an official position. I don't know. I am yet to find out. But if that is the case, it is very regrettable because at some stage, people's SCA accounts, if they are raided, then we are just defeating ourselves. We are not creating the necessary confidence that people would want to invest into Zimbabwe, people would want to do business with us. They have that level of comfort and confidence. So I can't comment on assumptions, but we have to hear what is the next move and how it will be communicated to us as the people in the business and as entrepreneurs. But I think at the moment there is panic, there is a lot of misinformation that is being peddled, and one is really to be selective with information that is coming through. But if it is true, it's really regrettable, and we should learn from the past. I always say the past should always give us lessons. Mm-hmm. It is a key teacher of what not to do and also what to do. So we have been on this road before, and we should learn from the mistakes of the past.
Right. Tichiri panya imwe chete your forex. We've spoken with a couple of young people and businesses, and some of them are saying, when I buy my stuff, I use rands. I go to South Africa, I buy my stuff. When I buy my stuff, I use pulas. I go to Botswana, I buy my stuff to import. When I go to other places, some places say they want US dollars. So now that the government is saying that the local tender, the official tender, is going to be the bonds, the EcoCash, and the RTGS, where are you guys as the business community supposed to get this forex from?
If I read very well what Professor Mchelenyobe said yesterday, he says that they are going to support the interbank. But it still has to be seen how they are going to support it. And Zimbabwe practically is a net importer, as I earlier on said. 90% of the things that are being consumed in Zimbabwe are being imported. Mm-hmm. So that is the key challenge to say, how are they going to fund that? And does the interbank have the capacity to provide for the forex requirement? One has to see, and it's still too early. But what I've seen today in Harare is that people continued accepting US dollars, and I think the big players they took a position. I won't mention names, but I went into a big space shop. I wanted to get into their shop this morning. They were closed. So, but the small guys in Kaguri, they were accepting US dollars. So I think actually people will continue trading in an instrument that they feel comfortable about, because you can't go to, I mean, we have entrepreneurs who are going to South Africa, to China, to Dubai, bringing wares into the country. They if they accept the RTGS dollar, they will not be able to restock. So it's a tight situation, and one we have to navigate it properly. And let's see. You know, it's now a question of going to be wait and see. But rigged, that is no support of the people, people may just reject it. Because really, a current should be generally accepted. If people don't accept it, it defeats its purpose of being a current.
All right, Mkoma Choto, regai ndukubatei pamromo, nditore umuomtereri. It's a matter of confidence. Ndizo zvirikutaurwa naTendai. Matter of confidence. Vanhu vano are not confident in the RTGS. Imi, vateerere vedu, are you confident? +12024650318. Tinyorere message pa WhatsApp. Lako njalo ukusifonela live ecengweni lingenelani kuhlelo live on air. Lingasishayela lingasifonela kucingo inombolo ngu +12024650317. Kodwa ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi sengilomlaleli ecengweni. Khola khola mthereri mapinda mjirongwa.
Hello.
Yes, Papa. Zuru Fambe.
Hey, magazine mero kwa Mike.
Ah, mushe mushe. Aripar nari apandian.
Ndozi kyo dun gomba ndri kusona ndri pa Messina.
Eh, mkoma gomba waru kumesina uko. Zuru Fambe ere kumesina.
Ah, paka ipa.
Dimi ka muru kunze kwenyika. Hanzi, Maria nyu ya muru kunze. Aicha shande mnyika. Munoti inazo izoso.
Nyai ripo ndiyo kutiwa mturi nwe wakangu fanale ni munu alikunwa matiri siye msoro iwa chizo mudumbu nukuti kutara pandiri kita ndiko kutapana zara unya suzati chishi ubiti kapashu hiti nikuwa kutiwa nyai kutuona kemari Zimbabwe shaka tanga muna 2001 wasika toku ziyo kutikuja kushenda ma US dollar kana ziwa mari ziku ziwa nyikandika kushika muna 2008 kuburizani inclusive ndio zvakazvita kuti zvisa mari ku America nedzimwe mari dzakashata dzemarangi iri nyaya kurakedza kumotsedza upfumi saka sofa vamutuli ndandiswa kwedziwe mari dzekune dzimwe nyika ndizvo zviri kudonza economy asi iri nyaya industry kuti munyika muna industry inoita kuti tikwanise kusumuka mune zveupfumi.
Taakushandisa bond, taakushandisa RTGS, taakushandisa EcoCash. Todi kuti tiendere mberi tivake nyika yedu kuitira kuti munhu wesafari.
Kuti nyika igondoke endera mberi chachirungodiwa chete nyaya kuti endere mberi shandisa mari dzekudzimwe nyika tokwanisa kusumudza chinhu chinonzi indastry kuti chinhu chakauraya indastry kuti nyaya yezvi20% yavaitora iyi vari kutoziva ndizvo vakauraya nyika vanhu ivava ndo zvekare vaakutanga kuuraya kuti vanhu vangava kutanga kusimuka nemari yekudzimwe nyika saka chavari kuda iyo ndechekuti havasi kuda kuti tsuro idye uswa hwakareba ndizvovasiri kungoona chinhu zvatiri kungoona apa because ivo kudzimba dzevanhu ivo vaka vana mutsuri nivava bhondo havatombodibata.
Saka imi ndozangu kuti munombosvikawo munyika muri kurarama seiko mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe muri kurarama sei.
Kurarama pakaita mubva kutongwaomera mona saka mhino kuti iwo vachazvifambisa kuti asi haipapa pakatova zvigonogamuchirika zviri nyoresvo.
Haiwa Mukoma Gomba, takunzwai zvakanaka, tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa.
Ndinotenda, ndinoramba uchindifonerawo tombopota tichitaurawo.
Haiwa Musatye Mukoma, chirongwa ndechenyu, chogara chichikufonerai mopota muchingodzoka handiti.
Handika maita basi.
Right, udabalo khona egodwini, mthwakazi omuhle, Zimbabwe omuhle, lizwile kodwa ngiyeza ukuthi ngilomule umlaleli, thine umomthereri abva kupinda pachirongwa, tinotenda vagomba. Kola kola mthereri abva kupinda muchirongwa, ndiani ari parunari? Ye mlaleli.
Yebo.
Unjani kutaka?
Ndinofara, ndiRobert ari kutaura Mukoma.
Mukoma Robert, mapinda muchirongwa, ndiri kuona kuti muri kuSouth Africa uko, muri kupi kuSouth Africa?
Ndiri kuRustenburg.
Hanzi nahurumende mari yenyu yamugara muchiunza marandi enyu, hanzi chimbomira, muri kutumira hama dzenyu kumusha, asi hama dziri kuti hatichakwanise kuishandisa munyika, munoti nazvo izvozvo?
Ini semaonesto ane mashoko aya akataurwa nevakuru vamaVP vakati it won't work. Hazvitandizvi it won't work.
Asi Mukoma Robert VP, Mukoma Robert VP vakati it won't work, it will work, you will work and it will work. Saka VP vakati zvichashanda nenharo nangu mukadini.
Unoona nyaya iri kuti nyamwa wajonga dei kuti kutaurwa nevamwe vanhu vese vari kutaurava ichokwadi kuti motokari takayadzokita for a reason takayadzokita nekuda kwechikodzero nekuda kwezvinhu zvaitinetsa mukati menyika yedu ende zvinhu izvona nhasi zvichiripo saka there is no point yekuti mumamotary view aiko stretch out ndaekuti achiri kutodiwa zvakasimba kuti ange ari anoshanda for the betterment yeupenyu hwevanhu vemuzimbabwe dambudziko rinoitika nderekuti vanhu vakaita sana muturimuri ava vanouya zvishuva vane shungu yekuita basa zvakanaka I remember takapeisina vasimba makoni sometime takauta vana gono mukudonhimu rezidenti muya muya but vanhuya vane njere dzavo dzakapinza idzodzo wanti vapinda mugavhment yezanupia kuchet hamene kuti zvinoitika vanenge vanochinjwa here mafungiro wopuwa mamwe maideologies asingashandi asinesa vanhu imi semaonero andoita ndeyekuti pavanenge vari kutii mari iyoyi uri kuishandisa palocal market vedima papo ndivo kuti vazotumira vanhu vaemutika mutema vachinotora iyo maforeign currency iwa avari kutiiwa hapanonge ari kushanda for their own goods which is very unfair which is very selfish of our leaders saka semaonero andiri kuita imi inhahodotinonzi chamutengure chamutava nhava mwana wosvamudumbu mai wosvamusana abereka mwedzi yaani pakadai apo
haiwa takunzwa zvikuru samukoma Robert tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa ndete
zvakanaka I thank you so much
right nhangu munye umlaleli uyangena kuhlelo uRobert uti hayi loko kwenziwa ngohulumende I'm not happy kodwa silokhu sikudaba lunye lwesimo somnotho Zimbabwe muhle nguva ndidzo dzaakuenda ai nguva dzinomhanya mani nguva kuZimbabwe uko dzava 8:37 kunoko kuAmerica 2:37 chirongwa The Connection lilami uMike Hove tichiri panyaya imwe chete as we continue the conversation about the current state of the Zimbabwean economy another thing that seems to be affecting isimo somnotho elizweni nyaya yeproduction mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika is the issue of power cuts. Now, not so long ago, Minister of Energy and Power, Mr. Fortune Chassie himself, echoed sentiments which said, Nyikayedu owes so much money to Eskom and other companies that give us power. This is something that's affecting entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs, and everyday people in Lizweni. Let's take a look as they tell us more. Tutaba lukone kutwini abantu bayakhalala bathi izinto azimanga ngokuhlela izwe umnumzana oqala yena esithi ugesi luyahamba ngo5 bese lubuya hay during the night so umuntu sokumele ukuthi atshintshe iclock yakhe asebenze usuku ukuze athole ithuba lokusebenza lapho kulogesi elizwe njalo omunye ugogo umama esekhuluma esithi abantwana bona labo they can't read anymore ngoba ngathi sengiyothenga ikhandlela hay liyabiza imali eningi njalo if I go buy firewood yabiza imali eningi angisela imali yokuthenga zonke lezi zinto so ngiyabashiya abantwana bayozibhodela bayodlala ngaphandle nxa sekuyisikhathi sokuthi sibabize bangene phakathi siyababiza kodwa hayi kuthiwa the whole day umntwana uyazebe eziyenzela intando yakhe ngaphandle ngenxa yokuthi ngamtshela ukuthi buya come it's time to read I can't ngoba kumele yena they need electricity lights for them to read Nantu tabulu kone kutwini isimo somnotho siloku siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka mamira akaita upfumi wenyika anzi kuZimbabwe zvona zvina kumira mushe asine zuro Professor Mthuli Ncube vaka introducer vakati nyayenyu yekuuya nema user yekuuya nema pula nekuuya nema rand chimbomira iwo makasa hamuchakwanisa kuzvishandisa anzi it's not a bad thing having it on you by the way nokuti pandakaonawo padande mutande some people thought that maybe it's now illegal for me to have forex no that's not what Professor Mthuli Ncube was saying he was saying it's okay for you to have forex if you have forex keep all the forex if you have a billion US dollars it's all right keep it kodwa you can't use it to trade elizweni kodwa sokumele uye ebhanga uyotshintsha imali yakho and you come back nama user ne bond bese uyothenga isinkwa uyothenga ichukela ngezinto ezijeneyo there's certain things that you can still use your US dollars your rands your pulas for such as air flights and you know people in the business community you can still use it to go buy your goods ngaphandle kwelize kodwa elizweni when you're buying ichukela when you're buying isinkwa and the basic essential necessities kumele usebenzise I local currency nantu tabalu kone kutwini but joining me is my second guest he's also a young entrepreneur elizweni he's the co-founder of Open Minds Initiative he was here not so long ago in Washington DC ngale ku World Bank ebanikeza labo inkulumo he was talking about development nxa sisixoxisana ngokuthuthukisa kana tichitaura nezve kusimudzira vanhu vechidiki joining me live via telephone kubva ku Zimbabwe uko ndivatate na Magetsi Mr. Magetsi Welcome, mune chirongwa chedu.
Thank you, mkoma Mike, zvirisei?
Mushe, mkoma, zvirikufamba.
Kubata, rungoona news dzatirikutaura.
Right, ndachimbotaurawo navatenda ichoto, navo is a businessman munyika. Ndichivatsanangurira ndikati nezuro takanzwa Professor Mthuli Ncube vachiti hanzi, kana une bond rako, hanzi kana une pula rako, kana une rand, kana une user, chimbomira kuzvishandisa munyika nekuti hazvichabvumidzwi. Wafana ukenda ku bank onochinja mari yako obata bond obata RTGS oya uzotenga zvinhu zvako munyika imi seve chidiki varuta zvema business muri kuzvitambira sei munyika
izvi zvinhu zvekuti zvino logic yazvo ino doubtika nguva zhinji because ukatarisa kuti panotorwa currency yakafana neZim dollar yobva yari introducing Zim dollar back into the system as the sole currency in a mono currency type of an economy isusu tisina confidence ne bone ne Zim dollar rachona hazvina kwazvinotisvidza so this decision by the government to choke down the idea yekuti accept ma bond inoti affect nenyaya yekuti hakuna munhu angabe ku chingeta bond kuti mangwana rinongomukara kwira mune saka izvichawedzera pressure pakuti vanhu vatsvage ma US dollar kuti vangogara vakachengeta mari inoita si inochengeteka zviri consistent
asi imi seve chidiki vane mabhizinesi munyika muri kushanda seiko this is not a surprise vachoto vambotsanangura vakati this seems to be a repetition zvakaitika not so long ago kuZimbabwe tatine mabalance checks takaita Zim dollar pakauya zvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana kwakuya RTGS zvekare so this is not new to Zimbabwe imi seve chidiki muri kushanda sei
ukatarisa section 142 of 2019 yakati iyala ichiintroduca zvekutiita Zim dollar radzoka ukatarisa kuti pazvese zvayakataura nezvayakaexplaina hapana mobvira pane anything chakanyorwa kuti chakarambidza kuti mapurize achargwe in US ozoretwa into bond saka ndinogona kungoudza munhu kuti service yangu i 20 US iyo zvinobhadhara equivalent ye 20 US in bond that is the only strategy inenge iripo but chanza mapurize ye US
Alright, it's about equivalency, it's about confidence. Bataipa runare wa magesi, nitange nizokere kuna vachoto, tinzo kutuwa noti. Vachoto, mchiripo pa runare rapo. Mr. Choto?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Right, nyaye confidence keeps coming up. Earlier on, we were watching ZCTU give a press conference, and for them, they said what Mthuli did was illegal. Is that true?
They said it was what?
It was illegal. Hanzi introduction nzira yavaka unzao nyaya yukuti apachisina nyaya yukushandisa multi-currencies munyika. Vaka yu vadoti nima undra avu is illegal. Is that, is what Mr. Professor Mthuli Ncube doing, or what he did per se, legal? Is it, is he allowed to do that? To just wake up mwati, is a chadi takushandisa currency?
Yeah, I think he's enacted through the Ministry of Finance Act and as the one who oversees the RRBZ.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the issue of the legalities of it, that's for lawyers to find out. But what we simply know and what we have observed as people in business and as young people in business is that he is actually... This will make things very difficult for people to maneuver, and I agree with my colleague what he was saying also too, that the manner in which it has been introduced, it leaves a lot to be desired, because it's almost like one has just to has come in with an intervention, but I look at it as a policy ambush in my definition, because government has to foster certainty, has to foster business continuity. Some of these decisions, I really wonder, I really don't know if they are fostering now the business continuity, and the businesses are just going to go out of business if they are not able to restock.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, bate pamuromo vachocho nditore mutereri, but I'm coming back because I like the idea, what the point that you guys mentioned, the idea of confidence for an economy to grow. But again, tanga ndatsa mutereri, and then I'll come back to both of you as my guests. Kola kola mutereri, ndikunzwa kuti masvika parunare usukona usungenile kuhlelo apinda muchirongwa ndiye.
Ndito Mathiasan.
Ndiani ari parunare?
Thomas Nyashano wa Boron Botswana.
Dumelang Thomas ukai?
Litera.
Nake teng. Thank you so much ukenile kuhlelo. Welcome. Walena Thomas, what's your opinion on everything happening in Zimbabwe?
Okay, mkoma jonga, nyaya ingilipo ipachena ipabono. I think nyaya kuti vanhu havachabvumirwa kushandisa maforex ayo. Inyaya yekuda kusechana muhomwe, just because maanzotarira vanhu ana Mthuli Ncube vakamboya vachiti na president vachiti wakaonekwa uchiita break market uchasungwa uchaenda kujeri for 10 years. Vakanatsokuona kuti zvaramba kushanda. Nhasi unova kudzoka nekuti chavari kuda chikwadi chokwadi chavari kuda. Vanoda kucorrecta foreign currency yese iri muvanhu kuti vakwanise kushandisa ivo nemhuri dzavo, vakwanise kurarama vachibhururuka vachienda munyika dzavanoda. That's why vakatagetwa masanction vanhu ivavo.
Mara Thomas,
they are time.
Utlo. Is there not a possibility, Akore, like you said, they're trying to collect forex, but it being the idea yokuti vowanawo forex yokupa business community kuitira kuti in turn you boost the economy?
Yeah, on the other hand, it's okay, but that is not the right way of collecting the foreign currency from these individuals. I'm supposed to bring my own foreign currency. Nokuda kwete kunzi ichienda unosiya kubank kana wasiya kubank handi muri kuona kuti yezvese zvati namavalue change munyika yezimbabwe zvese zvakavhariswa. Why? Just because those people they trying by all means to collect all the foreign currency from the union, but all these are the local guys nevese vari kunze kwenyika vanokuzama kuda kutora foreign currency. Hazvishamisa nhasi uno muchadzwa nyaya ichange yakubuda muzimbabwe vachange vakutaura kuti munhu wese ari kutumira foreign currency abva kunze kwenyika achange yangopita mabhengi achingopiwa bond paper. Bond paper iroro hazvina kwarinoshanda bond paper iroro. Kubatsirana kuri pachena chaiko chaiko kuti whether you like or not, just bring it. It's me who has got the power to give that foreign currency, not iwewe. Saka I don't think kuti zvakataurwa naMthuli Ncube kuti uprofesa hwavo uprofesa chaivo nokuti uprofesa chaichaya anatoziva ka he must know bacho kuti munin'ina wangu he should have this foreign currency, kwete kuti foreign currency uye cheke kwandiri muhomwe mangu kana ndoshandisa inini ndiri muhurumende. Makaona ni maborders, right? Kana chino declare more tenin, dukunzi you have to pay in foreign currency. But adimo kuona kuti it's a means of correction in the foreign currency vakuwana ndi. But they are supposed to correct it so nicely kuti hanova varume. Mukuona pane nyika. Nyika haina kana foreign currency. Saka toita they were supposed to do the outreach programs vachibvunza muvanhu. That's because nyika itongori munhu one. Tinomaonera akasiyana siyana vanonga vachibvunzwa kuno uyo nouyo nouyo tese totori and then tova nechisungo chimwe chete chokuti right pakuda it is about 3/4 of Zimbabwe kutova zvakati. So what can we do? Unlike to say mtuti nuve ndiye anongo propose and then na munangagwa vobva vapasisa. What's that?
Yakaudzwa.
In Malatana Nika, we are in Botswana. But I know you not depend on a diamond. But apparently, get that with Zima.
Akia Utra. Thank you so much, Thomas Ndokupina Mjirongwa.
Thank you,
Papa. Right, Zurugandaba Manzwa, the Thomas Angariparunari. That was Thomas on the line. He was explaining his opinion. He's saying Zimbabwe, Oh, Makasa, you have to fix certain issues before you move over. Right, let me go back to my case. And Otanga, kunava maketsi. Vama ketsi, mchiripo parunare rapo.
Milipo ngo wawaki.
Right, you touched on something very essential, the issue of confidence. Now, Hurumende has made this move where they say, okay, right, from today onwards, we're using bonds. How do we then move forward to ensure that people start gaining confidence in the bond, in the RRTGS system, in the EcoCash? How do we move forward? Because for the economy to be fixed, like you said, we need to be confident.
You see, confidence restoration, in my opinion, we are through revocation of SI 142 of 2019. No solution. The government, like if you watch my declaration of challenge that it's my workers last week. Ekutile my workers in Majinji, anga kuchi request my payments in the US. So by that the government goes in the US, yaga payango even though for those kind of guys to see that we're at US national shadow in Zimbabwe, so that people do not keep on wishing to have pay like my salaries paid in the US. And it's a choke down decision. You see, but Titi Manano gained a confidence. Nobody has which I have not to vote, but that's only to take another way to get other. Not I know who's an Yaman, but I don't know what it is, Rachid.
I was
and the only decision is sustainable. And the solution that you like to make it, you are following what it is, I challenge you.
Again, look back at Romo. Past 5 minutes, Muchirongwa, so let me go back to Achoto and have him wrapping it up. Achoto, Muchiripo Parunare. Right, past 5 minutes, Muchirongwa, so I guess this will be my last question to you. No power over my kids, Mkanok to Avaro Muchirongwa. As Zimbabwe is open for business, in Mataranya confidence, Ramnanga Gwaruti, Zimbabwe is back to normalcy, Zimbabwe is open for business, Imin Dimwe business community, Acho. How do we move forward ensuring that our currency is backed with some kind of confidence?
Okay. I want to end by calling for political reform in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that most of the problems that we are facing in Zimbabwe, though we are trying to tackle them from an economic point, they are stemming out from a contestation at the political arena. So we need to have a very open conversation and dialogue amongst ourselves as Zimbabweans, first and foremost, to say we have yet contested elections and this issue has not been truly resolved. So once we move to political reform, I feel and I think that the economy will solve itself naturally, because this thing that we are trying to attract, be it FDI, it's capital movement.
Mm-hmm.
Capital is timid. It does not go to places that are hostile. It does not go to places that have policy ambushes, where you just wake up and you hear that there is no more use of this currency. This is what is going to happen. You know, you need to create credibility. So this level of credibility is by two major political parties in the country to come together on the table and discuss outstanding issues. Once they have resolved that, I want to tell you, it doesn't take long to stabilize the economy. We might be fighting and losing battle. So the two main political actors have to find each other, put aside their arrogances, put aside their elements of pride, come together to say, let's save the economy, because there are hardships on the road.
Mkoma choto, vachamisa wakati hanzi shunjuka na kamunyika 2 weeks to gona ukadziri sa chunichi. Is that even possible?
No, that's being childish of President Nelson Chamisa of MDC. I am neither than PF nor MDC, mm-hmm. but what I know, our problems are stemming from a political crisis, and that crisis has to be resolved, and that's what we need. We need leadership. Leadership from the other end of the party and leadership from also the Chamisa side. They need to come together and solve the problems for Zimbabweans. Zimbabweans are desperate. This is a dire situation which needs a political solution so that the economic solution will be easier road to go through.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tendai Choto, economist, entrepreneur. Thank you so much. Nokupinda mchirongo wa Choto.
Thank you very much, Mkona Mike.
All right.
Thank you to your viewer.
Thank you. Perfect. Have a good night. Choto, kira kuna mama ketsi. Mama ketsi, 2 minutes zasara mchirongwa. Manzo wa chawru wana wa Choto. Peta mchirongwa mkom.
I agree with Zashtera na Mkoma Choto. Kutu the government yaka force anoma usi in a situation is that ya be ready for that. I think there are a lot of economic and political fundamentals which still need to meet before we rush to issues of declaring economic normalcy. Because normalcy of the economy is not declared, it's achieved. That's the difference. If we do not declare it is normal, we achieve normalcy, the process which we have to go through. But the government tried to short circuit that and declare it is normal because we've made this decision on our own. Some of the things they are presumably based on trial and error intentions. I think the government really needs to consider the sustainability of some decisions before bringing them into the public sphere. Mm. For the safety of us as citizens and, of course, for their own integrity as a government of a nation.
Saka, tichipeta chirongwa choti, is Zimbabwe open for business, yay or na?
Nah.
I want to know that.
When I'm coming, my dear. Zimbabwe, it was Kujara before this SIE 1.2 of 2019. Zimbabwe, I'm going to the Papa Index of ease of doing business country. Zimbabwe is at the bottom. It's another process that the investor has to go through. And my investors want to use their attention both time is money. Mm. Never chase away people from doing business. Which means, Bob, we say that we are open for business, but we have all our doors gated and closed.
Mm-hmm. I want Kunzo Izakanaka Mkoma Tatenda. I wish the program could last longer so we could have you more and more and more and more and more, Pachirongo. But Nguwa Ndiya Jikanana, tinotenda zukuru nekupinda Pachirongo.
Thank you, Mkoma Mike.
Right, Zimbabwe Muhle, sekusele 1 minute kuhlelo lethu lapasakhulayo pasara 1 minute muchirongwa chinobhururuka chinomhara. Tinotenda zvikuru munhu wese apinda muchirongwa. Tatina vatendai Choto, he's an entrepreneur, he's an economist. Tatina zvakare vatatenda Magetsi, ndivo ka co-founder wesangano. He's the co-founder wenhlanganiso Open Mind Initiative. Ngiyabonga wonke umuntu ongenileyo kuhlelo. Sibona ukuthi abantu bathini ekhasini lethu, sivala uhlelo. Nangu umnumzana uDennis uthi nyaya yemari haida kunyanya kudzidza, hanzi haidi square foot nema formula. Nangu Bruce uthi the issue of the new currency I think is riddled with skepticism. The government should take more time to introduce money. Isikhathisani sesiphelile. Zulu kandaba ndatenda zvikuru munhu wese apinda muchirongwa. Thank you so much to everybody who joined us. This is the Live Talk, the connection with your boy Mike Hove. I'm your host, Zimbabwe Muhle. Good night. Bye bye.